Well, we welcome into the program here in the first half. We've got Jolene Catlett with us. She is a treasurer of the Lincoln County Republicans. Welcome in, Jolene.
Glad to be here.
We're talking about a meeting that you have coming up. Lincoln County Republicans meet every month. Generally, what, third Monday of the month is what you shoot for?
Yes, that's right. We've been meeting the third Monday of the month, and it seems to be working out real well.
It's working out real good, and you have a little venue change, I see, for your meeting.
Yeah, this next meeting is going to be at the Lincoln County Historical Museum out on North Buffalo Bill Road, and we're looking forward to the new venue and maybe have a little more seating and stuff for people.
Is that kind of the reason there, is to get a little more room out there? At the
well, just something
Society?
Different. Yeah, I think it'll be nice out there.
A little change of pace. Right. So looking forward to that. This coming Monday, which is the 20th, and as you said, the Lincoln County Historical Museum will be the spot. It'll probably be obvious when they walk in. Where they go, or will it be obvious when
we'll
they walk
have
into the entrance?
We'll have
there?
Somebody greeting them, so they'll know where
okay.
to go.
They'll
yeah.
they'll make it obvious there if people are unfamiliar with that. And you've got a real special speaker, which I've had the opportunity to talk to several times since I've been working here at Cody. And tell us who the special guest is coming up Monday.
Well, we have our Nebraska Secretary of State, Bob Evnen, coming. And we're really glad that he's making the effort to come out to North Platte and visit with us. I think he'll have a lot of information for us. And it's always interesting to hear and to learn what some of these offices do. Sometimes you think Secretary of State and you don't really even know what that does. And I think he'll be sharing the variety of things mm-hmm. that he does. And I know election integrity has been on a lot of people's yep. minds. And I'm sure he'll address that plus some other things. And then there will be a question and mm-hmm. answer time. So if anybody wants to come and ask questions, they're welcome to do that.
Yeah, I've had a chance to speak with him, I think, on three separate occasions, do interviews. And I think the first one that I did since I started here was in person, because he stopped at the studio. So we taped it in studio, and I think the other two were over the phone. But very informative. You can tell that he's not just knowledgeable, but passionate mm-hmm. about the job that he has, protecting elections and making sure that all the rules are being followed down to the last jot and tittle, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I think you'd have to be a real detail person to handle this job.
And of course, he and I've talked to him about that too, and Nebraska has one of the safest election protocols, the way they do things. It's just everything runs always so smoothly, and you never hear of anybody accusing anybody, which is rare in this day and age when you got two parties that are so far apart, you know.
That is so true. Yeah, I think it takes a strong leader to make sure all of that's done correctly, mm-hmm. like you said, every dot T crossed and
yep.
stuff. So
the I's dotted and the T's crossed, right. And we never. I don't think anybody. I've never heard anyone in Nebraska cast a vote and say, "Boy, I hope it's getting counted," or "I hope they're not bringing in extra ballots after the deadline," and things that we've heard about happen other. That have been accused of happening in other places.
That's right. Yeah, I think we're in a pretty good place here in Nebraska
for sure. So, come on out Monday evening. You always start with a little light dinner. What should people expect when they come out at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, when you come out at 6, we're going to have a soup supper
soup
this
supper.
Week. I think the weather's cooperating with that. Yeah, the weather's cooperating with that plan. And we just have a time of just social time to visit. And then at 6:30, our meeting will start with Bob Evnen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll be real informative, and I hope that a lot of people will come out and join us.
I'm sure you get a good crowd. He's a real good speaker and really personable. guy, and looking forward to that. It says here on your release that the secretary has many duties, includes serving as Nebraska's chief protocol officer for international relations. And I've talked to him about that. In fact, the latest interview I did with him was about their trade mission they had recently to Kenya. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he'll talk about that, too.
Yeah, I actually, until a few years ago when I heard him for the first time, I didn't realize that the Secretary of State's office was mm-hmm. involved with Nebraska products and trade across the world.
Yeah.
And he was taking some trips back then that I found very interesting. So I think a lot of people would enjoy hearing what he mm-hmm. has to say about that.
And as he told me, it's all about establishing relationships with leaders of countries across the globe, and they carefully, pinpoint countries that might be open to not only maybe buying some of our agricultural products, that's an important part of it too, but cultural relationship exchanges, relationships develop between leaders of countries, and spreading kind of the way of looking at it, spreading the gospel of what Nebraska has to offer, and a lot of partnerships have been mm-hmm. created that way over the years. The governor's made several trade missions, I know, and the Secretary of State is kind of a furtherance of that.
Right. I think these guys do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we never hear about, and that's why I think it's important to have them come out here and visit with us so that mm-hmm. more people understand what is going on.
And you also get good knowledge, maybe some things that you didn't know can impact farming and production and agriculture too.
Exactly.
You get exchange information and how they do things too, and bring back knowledge that maybe you didn't have before the trip. So he'll talk about all that, I'm sure, as well as all the election rules and regulations, management, and how they do that. So it will be very interesting. It says he's involved in youth services, the keeper of the Great Seal, and various other duties include serving and chairing state boards. Something which I was reminded of, too, is the Secretary of State gives out or establishes notary publics, too, and we have a lady, our secretary out front. She has a nice plaque of the signed thing from the Secretary of State with his signature on it.
I didn't even realize that.
Just above the desk there, you'll see. Uh-huh. And I saw that, and I was reminded of that yesterday. Glanced up there, and Sam Lunkwitz, our receptionist up front to greet you when people stop by, has that from him, that she is a signed notary public. So
that's good to know.
If you don't know one, and you can just stop by, and if you need something officially signed by a notary public, Sam can do that for you, courtesy of Bob Evnen, for sure. Anything else, Jolene, while you're here, you want to communicate about the Lincoln County Republicans? Obviously, you want as many Republicans to be involved in this as possible, and you're promoting conservative values that the Republican mm-hmm. Party has, and you get a chance, you don't have to talk politics, but it's an opportunity to maybe share some ideas that you've got brewing in your head, right?
Well, the purpose of our meetings is to just get Republicans more informed, and then just, I think, as we gather together, we bounce ideas off each other. We've done parades this summer, and we had a watermelon feed and things like that. So we're just mm-hmm. trying to promote getting together, just good American family values kind mm-hmm. of things. And so it's been fun to be involved. And I think, the more people that are involved, the more things we can do.
And if somebody would like to, somebody may be interested in joining it, do you have like a membership process that you go through? Or if somebody wants to become a member, or is it just basically come to the meetings? Or how do you handle that?
We figure every Republican in Lincoln County is a part of our group. and they're all welcome to come. No, we don't just show up and become a part of things. And we have a website, Lincoln County GOP, LCGOP.
LCGOP.
And then we have a Facebook page and an email. If you would like to be added to our email list, you can let us know on either Facebook or the website. And that just gives you reminders of the meetings. We don't flood people with with a lot of messages, but it's just kind of keeping people informed of when the next meeting is or the next event.
Tammy Duggar's the chair, and I'm sure doing a great job there. And she always, is it okay if we give her the number that she has and the email address on
there? Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, go ahead.
308-520-8191 is the number for Tammy, who is the chair of the Lincoln County, Nebraska Republican Party. And the email address, if you want to communicate something, you may type in an email to lcnegop@gmail.com. And there you go. Sounds like a great, you're going to have a great time Monday. You usually go, what, 90 minutes?
Yeah, we're usually out of there. Yeah, we're gone by 8:30 usually. Yeah, okay. We try not to run it late.
Okay. So come on out again at the Lincoln County Historical Museum, a little change of venue there Monday evening. They serve a light dinner at 6 and then get the program started with the Secretary of State speaking promptly at 6:30, and as you said, after he speaks, a little question and answer time would be informative.
Yeah, so everyone can be involved, and if you have any comments or questions you'd like for him, that would be a great opportunity for you.
Sounds great. Jolene Catlett, treasurer of the Lincoln County Republicans, has been our guest this morning on Mugs. And Jolene, we appreciate you stopping by the studios today, and enjoy your weekend. Go Big Red tonight. I see you're wearing your nice
I'm ready for some games. I'm ready for games
tonight. The Huskers going to beat the Gophers tonight?
I sure hope so. I think they can do it.
The volleyball team plays Michigan State, so we want them to stay undefeated too. So hopefully get a couple of wins tonight and a lot of smiles over the weekend. And have a good meeting on Monday.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.